Joining us now is our dear, wonderful Dr. Leah. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you for all the kind words.
Well, you know what, Dr. Leah? They come from our heart. We really mean them.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've learned so much about natural health, just like Rochelle said. No more of those pink packets.
No more of those pink packets.
But, you know, we didn't know that before. You know, in the world, we're told, oh, sugar's bad, sugar's bad.
Yeah, and cut the calories.
You know, and
of course.
So, you know, this is so great to be learning all of this. And so we love that you have another tip about something really important today, too.
Another sugar tip.
I know.
Bring it on.
This one, though, is good, I hope. Who knows in the future?
They're all good.
Come. Well, this one's about stevia.
Oh, uh-huh.
And a lot of people have heard about stevia.
Yes, I have.
And, you know, it's great and it's wonderful. And so far, actually, what I've read about stevia is it is pretty good. It's from the sunflower family of plants. And there's like 150 different types of plants in that family. And it's there are some specific plants in that family called sugar leaf or sweet leaf, and they have different names in different countries. And it's very sweet, and they've extracted the sweetness from the plant, and they call it stevia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in some countries, like in Japan and lots of other countries in Europe, they have been using it widely for a long time, since like the 70s. But the FDA in our country has not approved it as a food additive, and I think mostly because they haven't been able to fully synthesize it yet, and they're needing to make a kind of a drug out of it, or call it a food additive, but you have to change it a little bit to do that. So that hasn't happened yet, so it's not used widely. In Japan, though, it's in their Coca-Cola.
Really?
Drink. But here, I guess Coca-Cola is waiting for that change to happen, and they've actually made a different stevia-derived sweetener called Rebenia. And that sweetener, yes, it's stevia-derived, but that means that it might come from stevia, but it's not.
Mm,
so those kind of things are the things we need to be aware of, and that's what happens with these natural sweeteners. They say they're from sugar, or they're from a plant, but then they've changed them so much that they've actually become detrimental. Like last week, I talked about sucralose.
Yes.
And they've added chlorine to it, and then it changes it, and it's really not that product anymore.
Well, so now we can get this product in health food stores, I would assume.
Yes, I've seen it for your husband in a shaker bottle.
You have?
I've seen it, I think, at PCC or some stores around where
probably
you can buy it in a bottle with a little shaker top on it and use it in your coffee or on things, of course, not too much. But he could use that instead of his pink packets.
I love, you heard, did you hear, Dr. Leah, that we ran out of the pink packets?
Yes,
went to sugar. I made him do sugar. You know, it's only 16 calories per teaspoon.
Right.
So why not?
Well, as long as you're not having, you know, 8 cups of coffee.
Well, you're not having a cup of sugar.
Right.
Now, Dr. Leah, is stevia high in calorie count or?
It's not.
It isn't.
And it's, I don't know the exact calorie count, but at this point they have shown that it doesn't increase your blood sugar. It doesn't cause an increase in insulin. So it's actually very good for diabetics and people on low carbohydrate diets. I don't really think it has any major sugar calorie count per serving.
That is excellent. It's called stevia.
Stevia, S-T-E-V-I-A. And now if people are allergic, though, to the sunflower family of plants, then they might have a reaction to it. So that's the only thing. I mean, it is from a plant at this point until they chemically changed it. So there could be some allergies to it, just like anything else that's from the plant family or in the world. We can be allergic to anything.
Sure.
Well, this is great information.
Great information.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you.
We want to make sure everyone knows, of course, they can go to chatwithwomen.com and your picture's there with all the information. But go ahead and give out your phone number.
Yes, thank you. I'm in Bellevue, and I'm at 425-452-9366. And you can also find me on my website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Excellent, Dr. Leah. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We'll look forward to having you in the studio next week with our big show.
Talking about depression.
Oh,
very
that's
important.
Very good.
Very important.
I'm not depressed, but that's very good.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Leah.